Hey, babe. Yeah, I wanted to have a little talk. Like, it's our third anniversary and all, and I just thought that it would be a really good time to have a conversation, like maybe a kind of serious conversation. No, I'm not breaking up with you. No, that's not it at all, baby. No. No, I wouldn't. No, it's not that at all. It's a little bit more complicated than that, right? So, it's been almost 3 years since we met, right? But it feels like I've known you for a lifetime. But, well, me, I know there's a big part of me that still totally remains a mystery to you. And even if you don't, like, tell me or make a big deal about it, which I totally appreciate, by the way, I know that deep down you really want answers. I can feel it whenever one of your friends asks questions about me and I can't answer them. And you're a great guy and you totally helped me out of that situation, but like I know that it's awkward and I think that you should know. I think the time has come for you to know the truth. Even if you think I'm nuts, and if you think I'm nuts about it, that's totally fine. I still love you, regardless. But every time that I hide it just, I don't like lying to you, right? Just before I do, promise me one thing, okay? That you will try and understand, and that you'll listen to me, and, like, please try not to freak out too much, okay? Don't call the cops or anything. Okay? Great. Shit, how do I start? Have you ever wondered about why I don't talk about my parents, or what school I went to, or my friends in high school, or anything about my childhood with you? Yeah, I figured. I'm not from around here, quote unquote. I'm not an alien, I guess, and I'm not from Czechoslovakia. I am from the future. No, I'm not joking. I'm not pulling your chain or anything, no. Look, I know that time travel hasn't been invented in your temporal space. In 2250, time travel is eventually invented. I realize that your scientists can't even, like, comprehend the concept behind it right now. But some stuff seriously changes. You know how the internet came on really, really strong and fast and nobody predicted it for years beforehand, but now it's ubiquitous? Basically the same thing as time travel. No, it's basically, it's this whole thing with, like, solar flares. I'm not super familiar with it. It got sort of commercialized. Do you still want me to keep going? You don't think I'm nuts? Thanks. Man, in the time when I'm Well, the time when I was born, they're extinct. Scientists were trying to solve overpopulation, and they did some stuff with sex cells trying to mitigate the ability of people to produce babies, I think. I don't know, I wasn't a science major, I majored in English. But the long and short of it is that the way that they rewired it made it so that women can no longer have male babies. They tried a bunch of different ways of reversing it, but nothing worked. It totally changed society. For a long time, like, there was, like, the last man ever born, and he was a huge porn star, and everybody wanted to have sex with him. This was when I was really young, so I don't remember a whole bunch about it. But he got older, and they all started dying out. And really, by the time I was 6 or 7, every man on the planet was dead. And society was already sort of changing to accept that. I don't know a whole lot about, or at least I didn't before I came here. I didn't know a whole lot about society before men were extinct. There's a lot of, I don't know. Like, lesbianism is way more accepted than it is here. I am just blown away by how crazy homophobic everybody in your society is. It's nuts to me. Like, it's just really, that's accepted because there are no men. So, of course, you have sex with women. And that's great if you can find yourself attracted to women. I just never did. And, like, there are people that transition to identify as male, but... And that's great, and they're incredibly popular, let me tell you something. But it... I don't know. I always felt like it wasn't... I wasn't into that. Some women were. But I never was. It's just... There was no men around, right? And I grew up in a society like that. Imagine a world where the only men that I ever saw were in magazines and books and videos from the past, but there was no way to ever touch one or smell one, kiss one. I mean, life still continued artificially, with like artificial insemination, but anyway, time travel was invented shortly after every guy died. It was like within 5 years, I think? Yeah. No. One of the big headlines when it was invented, or at least when it was commercialized anyway, was that time travel finally invented now that all of the men are gone. A lot of scientific advances actually happened right after that. We have, like, similar amounts of war, I guess. It just looks a little bit different. There's a lot more espionage. I suppose that's sort of unsurprising. But we did have a lot more scientific advances. Anyway, that's really off track, and that's not really what I wanted to talk to you about. Though we can totally have long discussions about the future after this. The company that brought me here, the people that are like that made time travel commercially available, they've had a special program for women that are attracted to men, that wanted to be with men. So I came here to find someone like you. So how's that, baby? What do you think of me now that you know your fiancé is a time traveler? I know it's hard to understand, but it's everything I've been wanting to tell you since the day that we met. I want to make sure you're the right man, and that I can tell you this, because I want to spend the rest of my life with you. So... Oh, so you don't care I'm from the time of Dinosaurs or Judgment Day, you just care that I'm sexually starved for a man. Alright, yes, baby, that is the truth. That is all that really matters. Kiss me? Kiss me now, please. Oh. Oh, you can't imagine how frustrating life is. Born without being able to feel a man. The only way to pleasure myself all of those synthetic things to put inside my pussy. Of course I'm hungry. I've been starving my whole life. Oh God, I want this. I want your taste, your breath, your mouth. God, it feels so bright. It's so fucking natural. Look, I know this is our first time doing this, but I've been dreaming about doing this for so long. Please, I can't wait. Show me now. Now is the time that I want to see your manhood. that's what a real penis looks like. I mean, I've obviously seen them in, like, porn and stuff, but it's so much better than I could ever imagine. Please, let me touch it. Oh, thank you. Oh my god, it's so hard. I never thought they would feel like this. It's like, the skin is, that's so weird. Oh my god, it's glorious. The thickness of it just fills my hand. Please, let me try and make it ever harder. I saw this in some porn. If I put my hand around it like this, and I run it from the base of your penis up to the tip of it, that it feels wonderful. And I know that sometimes the porn lied, but does it feel good? Oh, it does? Oh my gosh, it's so great to see you getting this excited for me. I mean, obviously, I'm really excited. Can I please suck on it? Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Okay, so I just wrap my lips around my teeth, right? Oh, okay, I'll just lick the head first then. Oh my god, you taste salty. You taste like the ocean. Oh my god. Oh, sorry. Oh, that makes sense. I guess teeth would be unpleasant. I'm sorry. Okay, can I try again? Thank you. Sorry. I'm really, really enjoying this. Oh, you are too? It felt good? I didn't... That's great. I'm gonna suck on it a little bit more, okay? Oh my god, you taste... Oh my god, so much better than I could ever have imagined. I want you to fuck me, okay? In my pussy, please. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, yes, please. Oh, that's the head of your cock on the lip of my pussy. Please push it into me. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're so warm. Oh, push more in. Oh, yes, baby, please more. Please more. Oh, feed me more of your cock. Oh, please put it in me. Oh, please. Please. Oh my god. Is that... Are those your balls I can feel? Up against the... Oh my god, please fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh. Oh god, your cock is so hard. Oh, I can feel it all so deep inside my pussy. Oh, my pussy is so wet for you. Baby, this is amazing. This is just... this is indescribable. Oh god, what you're doing is just... I feel like I'm melting. Push it deeper. Push it deeper in. Deeper. Put it deeper in me. I want to feel your cock at me. I want to feel your cock in me. Oh my god.
I've been missing out this on my entire life. Oh, more. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I love you. Oh, my God, I love you so much. Oh, push it in. Oh, push it in. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, baby, please put it inside of me. Oh, please put your cum inside of me. I want to feel a man's cum inside of me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, that was wonderful. You are the first man that has ever given that to me. This whole time and travel to the past thing turned out to be totally worth it. Speaking of which, by the way, if you want to hear more about the future, I can totally tell you later. It's a long story, but I plan on having you fuck me again first. You're gonna have to earn it.